Welcome to the Stop Italian Sounding Podcast, uncovering authentic Italian food. I'm your host, Robert Campana, and join me as we delve into the rich heritage of genuine Italian food, exploring its legends, history, and traditions. Through important tips and insightful interviews with industry professionals, you'll gain a deeper understanding of authentic Italian food. So guys, why does pasta always get a bad rep? Like, I'm sick of people demonizing pasta, saying that it's bad for you, carbs are bad for you, you shouldn't eat them, or eat very, very small portions of them. I mean, literally, I just read an article not too long ago saying that pasta has scientific proof that it brings you happiness. So, I mean, it's something that I feel like we've already known. Eating pasta is a source of happiness, but it's been scientifically proven. But anyway, of course, a good quality pasta is a source of several nutrients, including iron, folic acid, and several B vitamins. So a quality pasta is not terrible for you. Anyway, I want to discuss a few tips for choosing a quality pasta. So of course, choosing a good quality pasta involves considering many different factors, and a few are, of course, ingredients and texture. So when looking for a good quality pasta, you should look for one made with durum wheat semolina, or of course, if you like whole wheat flour as well. And durum wheat is a hard wheat variety known for its high protein content and let's just say golden-ish color. It's primarily grown in regions that are hot, dry climates such as the Mediterranean, as you would understand, something that Italy is very known for around the world. So the semolina actually refers to the coarse purified wheat. They're called middlings of the durum wheat. And it's the product basically obtained after milling the durum wheat. Basically, it's typically ground into a fine flour. So the semolina has a slightly, let's just say, gritty texture, making it suitable for pasta making. So the durum wheat semolina is preferred for pasta due to its firm texture, let's just say excellent cooking properties, its ability to absorb sauces effectively, and its nutritional value as it provides some essential nutrients such as fiber, vitamins, and minerals. So a high quality pasta typically contains only a few ingredients such as the durum wheat and water, and that's it. It avoids all types of additives, all types of preservatives, and it just has those things. So that is the first tip I could offer you. The next thing I want to talk about is the texture. So a quality pasta should have a rough surface and a firm texture. So you could look at this before you buy the pasta. And basically the roughness helps the sauce to, let's just say, stick to the pasta much better. The pasta absorbs that sauce, enhancing overall the flavor, of course, of that dish that you're making. And typically this is achieved when the pasta is, quote unquote, bronze cut. This means that the pasta dough is forced through a bronze mold or die, as it's called, basically to shape the pasta into the many different forms that we know. And these molds cause a slightly rough texture to the pasta surface, which helps the sauce essentially to cling better to that pasta. The next tip is that we should examine the color of the pasta. Now, this is something that many people don't take into consideration, and they really should, because it's extremely important. And a good quality pasta has a light, let's just say, almost ivory color, indicating that it's made from high protein durum wheat. And we want to avoid pasta that appears to be way too yellow, because this could actually indicate, let's just say, a lower quality of wheat, or the fact that it was put through a very quick drying process. Speaking of the drying process, the method of drying is extremely important. So traditional drying methods, such as air drying at low temperatures, help to preserve the flavor of the pasta and the overall texture of the pasta, which is very important. It's something that we're looking for. So we want to look for a type of pasta that mentions slow drying methods on their packaging. And a lot of times some brands will use the word slow drying or essiccazione lenta in Italian. But then when you flip it over and you read the fine print, it says 3 hours, 4 hours. That is not considered slow drying at all. Slow drying could mean up to a day, 2 days. I've seen over 3 days. I've seen over 6 days. So there are many different brands of pasta out there that do engage in slow drying. And that's exactly what we want to look for. Something else that we could look for, are certain certifications such as PDO, meaning Protected Designation of Origin, or PGI, meaning Protected Geographical Indication. So actually, off the top of my head, can't think of any pasta brands right now that are PDO, but I can think of one that is PGI. That's the Pasteria Gragnano. And when a product has these certifications, and not just pasta, could be many different products, that indicates that it's produced according to specific standards and originates from a particular region, in this case, pasta, which is known for its pasta-making tradition. So the certification could be a good driver towards a good quality pasta. And finally, I want to mention that price doesn't always indicate quality. So if you pay a high price for the pasta, that doesn't mean it's going to be 100% great quality. So of course, while quality pasta could cost more than, let's just say, the generic brands, it doesn't always guarantee a superior quality. So we should of course consider other factors that we just mentioned, like ingredients, texture, and of course the slow drying methods before we take into consideration buying that specific pasta. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the stories of authentic Italian cuisine. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for more insights and interviews. Also, feel free to reach out with your thoughts or questions on our social media channels at Stop Italian Sounding or on our website, stopitasounding.com. Grazie a tutti e alla prossima.